Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday. Friday, end of the week, Jay.
Friday.
Good question. Friday.
How you spelling Friday?
F-R-I-D-E-E.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host Andy Goldstein, and him over there. Don't forget, back. I'm back today on Drive at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Bent. When are you back?
Back on Tuesday.
Why not Monday?
Chelsea playing Newcastle, mate, so I'm doing that, mate.
Oh, yeah. Fight for the middle of the table.
Oh, mate, honestly, the scrap for 12th and 11th is on.
Horrific. Now, there was a host of British sides in action in Europe, last night, wasn't there, Jay?
There wasn't these things. The De Zerbi's Brighton travelled to Roma. Klopp's Liverpool took on Sparta Prague in the Czech capital. Moyes' West Ham clash with Freiburg in Germany. Emery's Villa plays Ajax in Amsterdam.
There was a lot.
And Rangers challenge Benfica in Lisbon. Thinks there's a lot of games there, mate.
I wonder how they all got on, Jay. I really do. I wonder.
Well, whatever happened, myself and Jamie Hara were there to take all your calls.
Still not clear. Mavropanos over the bar. And they're checking VAR here for a possible West Ham penalty. Here's the verdict. The referee does the television signal and he doesn't give a penalty. He overrules the VAR and decides no penalty. And I've got to be honest, I cannot believe it.
Wow, I'm lost for words.
It's finished here, Freiburg 1, West Ham 0.
For me, West Ham deserve a penalty.
It's not a pen.
It's a pen, mate. It's a pen.
I'm sorry. I know what you're going to say.
This is a victory for football. No, don't give me that rubbish.
This is a victory. West Ham fans, take a longer view to this, right? No. I know they want it. I've been there. I know what it's like. You're desperate. Jace, that is never a penalty.
Jace, in Europe, this season, rules of the game, it's a pen.
Not a pen.
It's a pen.
It's not a pen.
I know what you're saying.
It's not a pen,
and
mate.
I get what you're saying.
That's not, you know,
it shouldn't be a pen. In the grand scheme of football, it shouldn't be a pen. But laws of the game, how the game's been ref this season, in the Champions League, decisions that have already been made, decisions that will get made after this decision, it's a pen.
Best refereeing decision I've seen in a long time. Because that is never a penalty. Never.
Let's go to Johnny, though. He's a West Ham fan. All right, John?
Listen, mate, you're an ex-pro. Right? You're a good pundit. Are you seriously having a bubble? Are you having a laugh? He's hooking it back in play. The man's got an unnatural position, the midfielder. How is it not a blatant 100% penalty in the
diamond? Because it's not.
Please.
No, it's not.
Are you joking me, Jay? You must be joking, mate.
Johnny.
You play the game at the ice.
No, Johnny, back in my day, that no one even looks at that.
James, okay. You watch games all day long, right, with Jamie, all day long throughout your life, yeah? Pundit, how is that not a penalty kick?
Because it's ball to hand. It's not hand to...
No, it's not. It took 4.5 to 5 minutes for them to go upstairs and have a look at the decision. Yeah. Now the rest there in the 19th
minute... Do you know what? Well done, referee.
Listen, they go there and they battle it, right? We're going for a 0-0, It was a dodgy Alvarez pass for their goal with a 6-yard box. The lad puts it in the bottom corner. Yeah. So now we're chasing the game. He puts Antonio on for the last couple of minutes. He's hooking it over his shoulder to go back in...
He's hooking it to Rose Ed.
Hold on. Well, how do you know that? How do you know
see
that?
The pace of the ball?
He's putting
no,
it back in the
mix. Johnny, I agree with you. I agree with you.
He's putting it back in the mix, over his head, over the, he's put his arm up in the air. It's an unnatural position. So why has it took 4.5 to 5 minutes for him to go up there and say, it's not a penalty? Jace, you've got to come and make it.
Do you know what? I applaud the referee. I applaud the referee on this one. Sorry. It's the biggest dirge on our game. It's the biggest complication in our game. It is. I'm sorry. The handball law is subjective.
Roma 4, Brighton 0. The third goal by Mancini was given. I have to say, it looked well offside to me, certainly from the VAR check, but it was still given anyway. It doesn't matter now because Roma now have a fourth. Cristante heading the ball home from 6 yards out. Clever little ball from the left-hand side outside of the boot across goal. And I have to say, when you've got people like Van Heck and Dunk in the middle, I have to say, where were they? Because they were nowhere near Cristante, who's 6 yards out, headed into the back of the net. This now could become any score, and you have to say the next week's game at the Amex is pretty much academic. It's Roma 4, Brighton 0.
The level of competition. We are not used to playing this this competition, and today we paid everything. We paid a squad not so long. We paid to play away in this stadium. We paid too many injuries players, and for us it's the first time, so we have to improve, we have to progress if we want to compete in this level.
Here is Robertson in the left back position for Liverpool and steered forward by Elliott, miscued by Preciado. Szoboszlai takes over for Liverpool. It's 3-2. Szoboszlai to the edge of the area, all on his own, and he rolls it in under the body of the goalkeeper to complete a very good night in the Europa League for Liverpool. They've hit Sparta Prague for 5, and surely already that is the tie done and dusted, well and truly. Szoboszlai off the bench to round off the scoring. Sparta Prague 1, Liverpool 5.
I just wondered what's clicked with Darwin Nunes in recent weeks, because some of the goals he's been scoring in the last month, Brentford, Forest, and then the two tonight, and they've just been excellent, really.
More than okay for a season, but he had to adapt. That's done, settled. In the middle of the team, wonderful guy, wonderful boy, loves to play for this team, this club, together with these boys, and has quality. It's coming out of his ears, to be honest, the quality he has. But it's like strikers are. Sometimes they score, sometimes they don't score. Is he already at his absolute peak in general? Not now for us, or can he develop? Yes. But is he a threat all the time? Yes, as well. And he has the most important attitude a striker needs to have. He misses chances, what all strikers are doing, but he's not really bothered by it. He just keeps going, and that's why he has now a nice number of goals, still games to come, opportunities to score. If he's not scoring, he's for us incredibly important because he's just a constant threat and gives us some spaces and areas and options to use.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Anthony Joshua, or AJ, as some AJ. People call him.
AJ.
Why do they call him that?
AJ, it's easy, isn't it?
Easy AJ?
It's easy.
Anyway, he's fighting with Francis Ngannou in Saudi Arabia.
What? He's taking on FN.
Yeah. FN. That's in Saudi Arabia. That's tonight, would you believe? TalkSport brings you a live watch-along from 9 p.m.
Yeah.
A live watch-along. You ever seen a watch-along?
Mate, I've watched watch-along.
No, not them.
Sent you a couple of links.
Not them, mate.
Those watch-alongs?
Boxing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who do we have watching along?
Adam, Catman Cattrall, Spencer, Oliver, Josh Warrington, and Troy Deeney.
What?
Wowzers.
Troy Deeney's doing the boxing, isn't he? Blimey, what a lineup. That's a good old lineup.
It's a good lineup there.
But on my drive time show yesterday,
yep.
We were joined by one of AJ's former opponents, Dillian. Everyone calls him Dillian. It drives me mad. Dillian White was on the show.
DW.
You know what? It's kind of hard to say, but I'm going to go because of my boxing experience and the fights I've had and the training I've done and stuff. I just think AJ stands edge. Everyone's saying Francis, but this is boxing. Francis is bigger and his stuff, but people forget AJ is 6'6" or 6'7" and he weighed in at 252 pounds. He's a big guy, and obviously AJ is a puncher. Let's not forget it. Francis is strong, but Francis is a puncher in MMA, but he hasn't shown true punching power in boxing. AJ is repeatedly showing consistent punch power throughout his career. You know, there's different in throwing it in MMA. There's different between being strong and showing explosive punching power. So I got to go with AJ. You know, a lot of people is going to say, yeah, whatever, but I got to go with AJ in this one.
Okay.
I ain't got nothing against Francis as well. You know, obviously, he can win. I think he can knock AJ out because sometimes AJ's mind can sort of wander. We've seen the fight where he's good and then his mind sort of wanders into the abyss and then it comes back and then you can't be like this, Francis. You're going to be switched on from round one and get the job done.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, TalkSport brings you live and exclusive commentary of tomorrow's early kickoff.
Yep.
As Man United host
Go on the Toffees.
No need for that.
Go on the Toffees.
No need for that.
Sean Dyche has been speaking to the media and was told that a child dressed up as him for World Book Day.
Believe you me, I'm aware. That marvel of modern phones suggests that I've seen a young person.
What do you think of the image, in particular the hair he's gone for?
Which is obviously very bright because his words make sense. I mean, it's... I would say a good representation of myself in a younger form, in a somewhat caricature style, I would suggest.
No legal action pending?
I would think it's highly unlikely, I would suggest. But I think World Book Day is a fantastic idea and brilliant for the children.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Liverpool play Man City in a massive title race clash. On Sun, it's just a massive game.
It is a clash. It's a biggie, Stinks.
Yeah, it's a biggie. I'm not going to underbig it. It's massive.
Yeah.
And Trent Alexander-Arnold, or Trent as I like to call him, has told the press that Liverpool's trophies mean more as they have to battle City's spending. Do they mean more? What do you make of that?
No, load of old codswallop, mate.
Yeah, he's codswallop.
Codswallop. Honestly,
mate.
No one cares.
What is codswallop?
Do you know what? Shall I ask my mate?
No.
This is the definition of codswallop. Informal. Nonsense.
It's fair enough.
I think it's you that have just described it, isn't it? Informal nonsense.
In brackets. Cundy.
Cundy, right, fine. Okay, yeah, now we know that.
Anyway, Stinks, would you like to also hear what Simon Jordan, Gabby Agbonlahor and Stuart Pearce made of the comments?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, you're going to have to listen to me.
Well, I don't want
to
hear it. Well, now what happens?
Tough.
All right, fine, I hear it.
Well, I think that's untrue. That's where he's on infertile ground. He's not in the right space. He can't possibly suggest, in any true sense of the word, that the value of Manchester City to its fans is any less. He's not right and cannot be right and will never be right to suggest that what it means to Man City fans is less than what it means to Liverpool fans.
He's acting as if Liverpool haven't spent money. You know, Van Dijk, expensive signing. Alisson, Diaz, Nunes, expensive signing. Both teams have spent a lot of money, so I think that's a bit harsh from Trent.
Well, the likes of the clubs mid-table and below and the Premier were saying,
oh, no.
Hold on a minute.
Hang on a second here. You've both spent big money. But, you know, maybe it's a bit of mind games from Trent before the game.
Well, I'm not sure that one trophy will mean more to one club than the other, you know. When you look back in the history books, however you get there, however you build a team, however you win a... any trophy, I think, is important to anybody, to be honest. And I think we've got some game on our hands on Sunday.
TalkSport Daily.
Today is also International Women's Day.
Yeah, England and Arsenal's Beth Mead has been speaking at TalkSport and she had a message for all the women out there.
Don't be afraid to be who you are. You know, put yourself out there. There is the right people, the right support systems. There is something for everyone. It may not be football, but it may be something that you want and love to do, and go and do it, go and enjoy it, and, you know, go and show that women aren't just to be talked about. It's actually we do things, and we push levels and the game and everything to new heights, and every woman, girl feel comfortable doing that. And again, keep pushing the women side of things to the next level.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, as reported yesterday, the Man United are thinking about a familiar face to replace Erik ten Hag in the summer. If, of course, Erik ten Hag's going in the summer, which, of course, he's probably not.
Not sure, Stinks.
I don't think he's going to go.
I think not.
There's the full-time whistle. Listen to the boos. It's finished. Manchester United 0, Newcastle 3.
I'm a fighter. I know it's not always going up. We have a lot of setbacks this season so far.
Not six, Adi, it's seven. Roberto Firmino, the man.
It's below the standards you can expect with Manchester United.
I think it's time for him to go. Don't be
scared. When the results are not there, that they're questioning that. Yeah, I'm confident. I can do it. You'll never change.
England are in a major final for the first time since 1966.
six.
I think the job Gareth has done is unbelievable.
Man management wise, yeah, he's in the elite. But I think he is one of the very best managers in the world, Gareth Southgate.
I support, I am with Gareth. I wish him the best.
And Gareth Southgate now on his own away to my right. Yes, he goes.
So, Jay,
yeah,
what do you make of Southgate in charge of Man United?
No,
which
no,
will never happen.
Let me ask you,
yeah,
what you think of Southgate. Or Slothgate, as you know.
Yeah. I nicknamed you Slothgate.
You did nickname
Slothgate. Will never, ever happen.
What if Slothgate rocks up at the Theatre of Dreams?
I'll rock out. It won't happen. There is no way in a million years. If Manchester United get rid of Erik ten Hag and they look to move on and get a big name coming in. A couple of weeks ago, Zidane's name was mentioned, right? Not for one moment do I even believe that Southgate has been linked to Manchester United. It's column inches, it sells newspapers. That's it.
TalkSport Daily.
Don't forget, Jay, of course, TalkSport has brought you every ball, yes, not some of them.
No, every ball.
Not
mate.
Most of them.
No.
Every ball of England's tour of India.
Mm-hmm.
And that carries on this morning as we bring you day two of the fifth test.
Having already lost the test series, it was a terrible first day for England as they collapsed again for 100-1. For 218, stinks all out.
Former England batsman Mark Rampakash.
Ramps.
Join H&J and add this to say on England's performance.
Well, you know, I was thinking back to the first match, actually, because Ollie Pope, they were talking about Ollie Pope on commentary and how he got 190 in that first test match, and then he's only got another 100 runs in eight innings on the trip, so he'll be desperately disappointed with that. But the fact is, he got that 190, and England managed to turn around a match that they should have lost, you know, every single time.
Yeah.
So you cannot write out or write off England's side, because the batsmen are so dynamic. When they do get in, they really can hurt you, like Ben Duckett when he got his 150. But you can't keep doing it throughout the series, and England have found that. You can't keep conceding first innings leads. It looks really ominous. You know, the Indians put things in perspective with some fantastic batting.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
Finally, let's hear from Alan Brazil and Gabby Agbonlahor.
Oh, space on my head.
Huh? That's the fella, yeah. Who have some advice for your show, Jay, the sports bar.
Well, the hard work you put in, you get back. That's why, boys, that's why you're getting a couple of numpties calling in when they've had too many drinks, OK? We have the best, Gab.
If you put in the work, Al, you get the main show, don't you?
Yeah, correct.
That's what happens.
Correct. The chunks it's not hard, is it? Times.
It's not hard.
It is crystal clear. Not up to it yet.
Exactly. Maybe in the future. By the moment, Al.
And Jason's clinging on. Oh, yeah. Cundy's clinging on his tails in case he gets it.
Oh, I'm telling you, Jermaine Pennant after that. After that Cundy slot. Oh.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah. Carlton Cole. There's a few.
Yeah, well, there you go.
What do you make of the breakfast show, Jay? Going for you.
I'm never up for it, mate. Honestly, I'm in bed. Never up. Well, I say it's good. I enjoy it. I enjoy
Why
space up
Brazil? Space Hop Ahead.
I enjoy Space Hop Ahead.
Do you?
Yeah, no, I think he's great. I love him.
What, you saw what you said in the pub to me?
No, don't take
that.
Oh,
fine, OK,
my
fault.
Keep that quiet.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today.
Be safe, everyone. Have a good weekend, Stinks.
Have a good one. Yeah, you too, mate. Be safe. Oh, look what you've made me do.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.